you. Welcome again, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And I'm back live tonight. I know I've been gone for several weeks now, but you know, I've always said that the winter, like Christmas, the month of December and January, and part of February is the only time I really get to stay home. The rest of the time, I'm on the road, here, there, and everywhere, all over the world. So I try not to do anything during those times, but even in the winter, I don't really get off because I have clients that are coming from all over the world. But at least I was able to do the shows because I was in town. But then I knew once February hit, we were going to have problems doing the live shows. So they've been pulling the shows out of the archives. But tonight I'm back on, and I'll be on this week and next week, and then I'm going to have to be spotty after that because I do have some more trips. No rest for the weary, I guess you would say, anyway. Okay, but before we get going, let me give out the toll-free number in case anyone does want to call in. The majority of the time, people say they'd rather just listen anyway. But the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227 for anyone that does want to call in. Okay, well, I just want to tell you a little bit about where I've been and the travels and what's been going on before I get into something else that I can talk about. As I said, there's a lot of my books that I haven't even touched yet to speak about. Oh, well, that's an important point to bring out. Convoluted Universe Book 3 is now out. Finally, I was working on it when I was in Australia, and we were trying so hard to get it out. I knew I had to get it out before I went to Laughlin to the UFO conference because everybody wanted it. So the 1st of February, it finally came off the press, and we had almost 1,000 pre-orders, and the office was just so busy trying to get all of them mailed out to everyone. Now, we're still getting emails from people that said they haven't got theirs. But if you didn't, let us know, because they all went out. They're out of here now. And if you didn't get it, then that means something might have happened in transit with the post office. So the main thing is, if you don't have, you haven't received your copy that you ordered, contact the office and tell somebody, either with email or with the phone. But we got all of that out of here, and I've had it at the UFO conference. We took so many boxes of books to that conference, and everything went. But they said everyone was waiting for that book. And it is the biggest book that I have ever written. The Convoluted Universe Book 1 and Book 2 were both large books. It seems like they just keep getting bigger. This one is 700 pages, so it's the biggest one I've ever written. And even at that, I had to pull a lot of information out because it was just getting too big. And I pulled it out, so I've got enough sitting over here to start on the next book. And I did pull everything out about UFOs because I thought that really didn't belong in that book. So I'm going to have a separate book dealing with UFOs. And I was thinking of calling it UFOs, a different perspective, because what I'm finding now is they're not separate anymore. All of my work with the metaphysics and everything is just all intertwining and mixing together, so you can't separate it anymore. I know at the UFO conferences they try to. They still want people to think aliens over here, negative, out to get us, and all of that. And it's really not like that at all. We are all involved with each other. As I said in one of my books, we are them and they are us. And I keep finding so much metaphysics now that's tying everything together. But I decided to pull all of that out and to write another book just devoted to that. My friend Lou Farish said, why don't I call it Convoluted UFOs? Of course, he was joking, but, you know, I don't know. People are saying that's not a bad title, but I don't want to confuse it with my Convoluted Universe series. but it is definitely moving away from the common UFO things that we hear about all the time. So all of my books go in different directions. But this Convoluted Universe Book 3 has even opened up some more complicated metaphysical theories. Because that's what I keep saying, the Convoluted Universe series are for those people who want their minds bent like pretzels. Because I keep getting more and more complicated theories. And this last one has even gone further. And I finally just had to stop the book, and I've got a stack of other information. And a week after I finally stopped it and got it to press, naturally, some more information starts coming in from the people I'm working with. Because it pours out of all the clients that I have. So they're still taking me down these strange, twisting roads that I'd have no idea where they're leading to. But we're beginning to get feedback now, even though the book is feedback from the readers, even though the book has only been out since the 1st of February. And Amazon did, hundreds and hundreds of pre-orders through them. So it's finally getting to people, but I'm beginning to get feedback. And those who have read it, they think it's the best one I've done so far. But you know, when you're writing a book, you're in the middle of it, you never really know. And I was always worried about the expectations because people have read the others, and each time they're expecting it to be at least as good, if not better. And it gets to the point you wonder if you can live up to those expectations. But they're saying they think it's the best so far because it has gone in different directions. And in the convoluted tree, when I got to the end of it, I was all set to end it on this one chapter. And my daughter, you know, helps me with the type. She does all the typesetting and all of these parts. And she does proofreading, too, at the very end. She said, no, she didn't think it would be a good idea to end it on the chapter I wanted to because that was rather going in a negative direction. So they took over, and you know who I mean by they. And it was last year I had a session in Montreal where they came through shouting loud and clear that this was more information. And they said in that session, we have now been given permission to give you another piece of information. And it was going off in such a strange direction. And I finally told them, I don't understand this. Of course, they're always doing that to me. Every time I think I've heard it all, I think there's nothing new that they can tell me. Then they come up with a new theory and another direction. So I told them, I just don't understand this. So they said, all right, then we have to stop right there. You have to digest this and understand it before we can go any further. But just be aware that there is more. So that's where I end Convoluted 3 on that note, that there is more. So I know there will be more books in this series because we are still exploring the unknown and it keeps opening up our minds further and further. Now, I've never talked about any of the Convoluted Universe books yet on this show. I'm waiting because I try to have as many guests as I can. I always wonder, am I going to run out of material to talk about? My kids keep saying, I don't think you're ever going to run out of material to talk about. But I am waiting because when I start on that, I want to kind of follow it all the way through. But just be aware, the book is out now, and we are getting good feedback on it. It should be in the bookstores now because our distributor has it, and they send it to the bookstores. And the Convoluted Book 1 is being translated now into Chinese. And I'll be going there later in this year to China because now three of my books are over there, which I was surprised that I didn't realize they were so much into metaphysics, especially the complicated ideas. But maybe the world is ready now. Who's to say? But anyway, if you have not received your pre-ordered copy, let us know. And if you're interested in the new book, you can order it on our website, www.ozarkmountain.com. Name of my company is Ozark Mountain Publishing. It's OZARKMT.com, the abbreviation for mountain. Or if you're overseas, it's OZARKMT.com. And that's the website. You can go on there and order it, or you can call the 800 number for our office, which is 1-800-935-0045. If you're interested in the new book. So anyway, everybody keeps saying now, well, when you're going to start on your next one. And I said, for Pete's sakes, I've been 2 years putting this one together. I just got it out. We're pushing for a deadline. I said, let me have a little rest. I want to have at least a few months before I go near that computer again. So I said, just give me a little rest, but then I'll start on the next one, because there definitely is not going to be an end to my writing, that's for sure. I now have 15 books out, and some of them are out of print and can only be found, I think, on Amazon with used books. But anyway, the rest are still there for anybody who enjoys the strange and the unusual. Well, now I want to tell a little bit about what's been going on in these last weeks that I haven't been on the air. When I left the middle of February, I had to go out to Los Angeles. And this turned out to be a trip that I really didn't enjoy, because everything seemed to be turned upside down. It wasn't working the way it was planned. But, you know, sometimes you have to do things, and you always wonder later, what was the reason? Why did this have to happen? But there's always a reason. There's always something that they have in order. But I was supposed to go to L.A. mainly because I was going to do a class out there, one of my hypnosis classes, where I teach my technique. And this has been set up for months that I was going to go out there. And they wanted me to come out almost a week ahead of time because they wanted to do some filming for a documentary. And then I was going to be out there seeing clients and then do the weekend class. The woman who was putting all of it together, well, see, I don't do this myself. Somebody invites me to come and do a class, do a lecture, do a conference. They normally take care of everything. They find the venue where we're going to do the class. And they find me a hotel. All of this is done before I ever get there. Well, about 2 or 3 months ago, all of a sudden, all communication stopped from the woman who was putting it on. I'm not going to say her name because I'm not condemning her at all. This is just the way life gets in the way. But we had it on our website about the LA class. People began signing up. And so I knew it was moving ahead, but they kept emailing us, where is it going to be? And I said, we don't have any idea. And as the time got closer, we began to get worried because we were not having any communication with the woman who was putting it on. So we tried to get a hold of her, and we were trying with the emails and no answers. And then we tried with the phoning. And all it said was that her voicemail was totally full. We couldn't reach her. The last thing we heard, we did get an email that said she was in Hawaii and that she was out of touch with computers, but she would be getting back with us. So we kept waiting and still no word. And finally, my daughter emails her and says, please, please, we've got to know. We have to know where we're going to be. You know, all these people are wanting to know. Please get in touch with us. And at the end, she said, have you shifted yet? Thinking maybe that's what it is. She's already shifted off the earth, and that's why we can't get a hold of her. Because this was the same woman that was wanting to film for the documentary while I was out there, too. So anyway, as time began to get closer, I didn't have any choice. I said, I can't cancel the trip. I already had my airplane ticket, but I can't cancel the class. I had two women that were coming all the way from Australia. They had missed my class that I did over there. I had four classes in Australia. So they were willing to come all the way from Australia to L.A. And then I had two people who were coming from Canada. And I had another one coming from Minneapolis and from Michigan. Well, I had no choice. These people had already made their arrangements. I was going to have to go ahead with the class some way. So I had to take matters into my own hands, and I didn't do a very wise thing. Surprise, surprise, I'm not perfect, no more than anybody else is. But I went on Expedia trying to find a hotel, especially one that would be close to the airport, where I could, if nothing else, I said I couldn't get a room to have the class, if nothing else, I could get a big enough suite that would have a room where I could at least have the class in the hotel room, if nothing else. I didn't have any choice. So I went ahead and made the arrangements with Expedia and booked the hotel. I'm not going to say where it was because I'm not got very flattering things to say. Usually, hello?
Hello?
Okay. Is somebody there?
Yes.
Yeah, I never know when it makes that beep. I've pulled my thought where I was. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to know, are you a psychic medium?
A what?
Are you a psychic medium?
No, I'm not. I'm a hypnotherapist.
Is this, I thought I was going to talk with Dolores Cannon.
Yes, I am Dolores Cannon. And I'm a hypnotherapist. I do past life regression therapy. And that's what I've written all my books about, is the information that I've gotten through my work, where I work a lot with people with their problems and physical problems and things like that.
Oh,
are you familiar with my books?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Can you tell me the title of your books?
Yeah, I've got 15 books in print.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I just gave it out. It's Ozark Mountain Publishing is the name of the company, and it's OZARKMP.com.
OZARK, what was the rest of it?
OZARKMT.
MT?
Yeah, the abbreviation for mountain.
MT, okay.
Yeah, MT.com. And the first part is Ozarks because I live in the Ozark Mountains. OZARKMT.com.
Okay.
Did you have a question or what?
Oh, I thought you were psychic. I didn't.
Okay, no, I work with a lot of psychics, but I consider myself the reporter, the investigator. I put it all together. Okay, but you want to check the website, you'll find out all about my books then.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And when it makes that beep, I'm never sure if there's somebody there or not, because I'm not used to people calling in. Anyway, let me go back to the story before I get into the other parts. But I knew I was going to, I went ahead and made the reservation through Expedia for this hotel. I have no idea where it was. I didn't know anything about L.A. because when I've gone out there, I've always had other people setting things up when I've done conferences or anything. So I get there and I find out from the other people when they start coming and contacting me that it was not in a very good part of L.A. at all. Even though it was near the airport, they said, you know, you're in a bad part of town. And so, you know, I just got the bus from the shuttle from the airport over to the hotel, and I had no idea where we were. And people were saying, you know, are you sure this is where you want to be, when they began coming? But I didn't have any choice then. A lot of people went ahead. They found out where I was going to be. They made reservations in the same hotel. So I said there was no way I could, when I got there, change reservations. It was a clean hotel. It was old, but it was clean, and it had a nice restaurant. It was just not in a very good part of town. So all I could do was apologize to people when they started coming for the class. At least I had a big enough a living room, like a suite, that I could fit everybody in there. We brought chairs in, but it was just the idea, this is not what I wanted. And I tried to explain to the people it was not my fault, but I didn't want to disappoint all the ones who were coming. And they kept saying, well, it didn't matter. They were after the training, after the teaching I was going to be doing, and they didn't care where it was. But we were all crowded into this one room to do it. And you know, I have been to L.A. many, many times, and I don't want anybody to get upset with me because I like L.A., but this time there was something different about when I went out there. And I think what it is is I'm becoming more sensitive to the energies. So this time when I went out there, it didn't feel the same. And I was very uncomfortable the whole time I was there in this hotel. But I felt like I was picking up energies that were very heavy and very dense. And it was affecting me. And all I kept thinking was, I just want to get out of here. I want to leave because it was not comfortable. Now, maybe it's not L.A. per se. Maybe it was just that part of town that I was picking up the dense, heavy energies that were there. But otherwise, I said, L.A. is okay. You know, I've never had any problems there. Of course, you always play it safe anytime you're in any kind of a big city. I never go anywhere unless somebody's taking me or if I'm going in a taxi or something. I don't go roaming around big cities by myself, especially at night. But there was something about it this time that made me very uncomfortable. But I had to stay there for 2 weeks. And what I found out, the woman contacted me after I'd already booked the hotel and I was already there. She said she was in Hawaii and she was back in the jungle. And she'd lost her cell phone. She didn't have any way to call to get a hold of any. Here we go again. We got another caller. Yes, are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you talking on the on the radio, so I didn't think I was. I had to wait till you got through talking.
Okay.
Is this Dolores?
Usually I don't have anyone calling. This is unusual.
Oh,
yes,
Dolores?
Do you have a question?
Yes, is this Dolores?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I've written you a couple of times. You see, and I'm an old man back in Michigan, and I can't afford to, you know, you spend a week in wherever you teach there at your hometown and spend that much money. So I was wondering why you don't put it on tape, because that way everybody all over the world could buy your tape on your...
You said your voice is soft. Why don't I what? What was it? You said, why don't I do what?
Videotape it.
Well, you know that's what we have just done.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
I just tuned in. Yeah, I just tuned in. You see, and I wrote you a couple times about it.
Well, I have been talking, because I just got back, and I was talking about what's happened on these trips.
Yeah, I was listening to it.
This last weekend, I did a class in Fayetteville, and we did have it professionally videotaped. And we decided maybe this would help, because I do travel constantly all over the world, and I'm having classes everywhere.
I know.
And they all said this might be the way to go, is to have the tapes available.
Right.
For someone, if they wanted to take the class without actually being there.
Right.
So you're jumping ahead of me anyway. But
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because we thought, well, for posterity more than anything else, because we are having to combine some of the classes because I just can't be on the road constantly.
Uh-huh.
And the classes are getting bigger and bigger. So it was brought up, why don't we video it? And we're not really sure what we're going to do with it, but it was professionally done all 3 days of the class.
Oh, good.
And we're not sure if we're going to Maybe do it on the internet as a closed circuit. You know how they do that now.
Uh-huh.
Or we may sell the videos, the discs.
That's what I want. I want to buy it.
But if we do, we don't know the details yet, but if we do, it will have to be the same price as the plus.
$500?
But the problem is, I mean, the good part about it is, the person doesn't have to travel. They don't have to fly. They don't have to get a hotel room. They don't have to stay there for the 3 days.
Yeah, that's true.
See, all of this is still being worked out. We're not sure yet what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
But we did video all 3 days of the class I just held. So there'll be more. We're going to put more on it up on the internet because we haven't got the details worked out yet.
Yeah. Well, it would seem to me that...
the universe put the idea out there, why don't you do this? So we have a professional guy who videos our conference that we do in June.
Uh-huh.
So I knew he was good, so we had him video the whole thing, and he's putting the DVDs together now.
Uh-huh.
So from here, we don't really know, you know, what we're going to charge, what we're going to do with it.
Yeah, I wrote you a couple times.
Why don't you email us so we'll know that you're interested?
Oh, I did a couple of times. I dropped a hint, though. Why don't you do this?
Yeah. I don't remember getting any emails asking us why didn't we film it.
You haven't?
No, I don't remember. We read it.
Well, I did it twice. I did it twice.
But anyway, email us and tell us you're interested, and we'll probably start a list of people that we'll be contacting as soon as we get all of this worked out.
Okay, very good.
But it would seem to me right now, anyway.
Pardon me?
Okay, well, see, you were picking up the vibes anyway.
Okay, let's see, I was going to say one other thing, you know, it seemed to me it should be a little cheaper.
At what?
It should be a little cheaper since we're not there to speak to you in person and ask you questions.
Yeah. See, that's one of the things we're not sure about yet.
Okay.
You know, that's the pros and the cons of it.
Yeah. Well, keep it my price range. I'm a little old man on a fixed income.
You're right, because the people in the class had a chance to ask questions, but you wouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's something to think about.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we'll see. We don't get all the bugs aren't worked out yet, because we just did it.
Okay, well, I'll write you an email so we can keep in touch.
And you put on there you're interested in the DVDs for the hypnosis class.
Okay.
And we'll start a list of people who are interested.
Okay. And I want to say one thing, that I have enjoyed all your books, and I'm on the third one of the last one you wrote there.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I got all three of them. I got the whole, every book you wrote.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
That's fine.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. He must have picked up on the vibrations, because that was something I was going to talk about. As a writer, I have to go step by step by step. But he must have picked up on the vibrations, because this was something we just did. But anyway, going back to L.A., I don't mean to upset anybody or insult anyone about that city, but where I was anyway, it was not comfortable. But I did film for a documentary while I was out there, and I have no idea what's going to come of it. But the name of the documentary is Three Magic Words. And I kept asking them, what is the three magic words? And they said, that's the secret. That you won't know. They just wanted to do the interview, ask questions, and they put it all together. And they said by the end of the documentary, of the video, you'll know what the three magic words are. So I'm going to be as much in the dark as anybody. But we filmed for about 3 or 4 hours, and they said they were also going to do a sequel. And they said, what you're telling us will be in the sequel. So I never know. I do so much filming, and I never know where it's going to show up. This last year, the documentary Fast Walkers came out. And, you know, Fast Walkers is the government name for UFOs. And they emailed me and said, you're in the video. And they sent me a copy. And it's now being circulated. It's called Fast Walkers. And there's a whole lot of people that I know are in that. But as I watched it, I couldn't remember where it was filmed. And that's the problem. When I do so much of this, I never know where it's going to end up. And I've done a lot out in Hollywood that they end up selling some of the footage to other TV shows and other series, documentaries. And people say they'll see me in different shows. And I said, I know I didn't film for that. But they are getting it from the footage that they have in stock. So I don't know what's going to happen with this one, but I did do the filming for that. I did the class and had sessions, and then I had to go on to Laughlin for the UFO conference. And I thought right before I went on this, we had Paula Harris was on the my guest and was talking about it. So there I met my daughter. She came from Arkansas to meet me because we had to sell the books there. And you fly into Las Vegas and take the bus down to Laughlin. And that's the biggest UFO conference in the world. And this is the 17th year they have done it with Bob Brown. And every year it just seems to get better and bigger. This time he added an extra day on it, and he actually had 8 days instead of seven. By the end of the whole conference, people were saying they were really getting burned out. They were overwhelmed because of the overload of information. There was just so much that was going on. But I have been, I think I started going to the conferences as a speaker. It's been about at least 11 years ago when he started having me come. So they have all of the back videos of all of my talks there. They have them, and they sell them on their website, and we also sell them on our website, all of the videos that I've filmed for that conference. But it turns out, oh, there's another one. Every time that goes off, it startles me. Okay, somebody else there?
Hi, Dolores. This is Mary in South Carolina. Excuse me, North Carolina. I just moved.
Okay, you don't know what state you're in. Okay, go ahead.
No, I do.
But when
it goes off, it
startles me because I'm not used to having callers. Go ahead.
I know. I always get busy listening to your show, and I want to call in, but I want to hear what you have to say, too. So
yeah, I'm just trying to backtrack and let everybody know where I've been before I go into the other information. But okay, you got a question?
I have two comments. I, too, have been sending emails and even wrote a letter once. With my concerns, and no response, and no phone call back, and no email back, and no information back.
Well,
what I wanted to know was,
you got to. A lot of people don't know. I receive over 400 emails a day.
Oh, I'm sure, and I didn't expect you personally to, to.
Well, the office tries to get as many as they can. And the snail mail is the same way. They're just stacks of it. And we try to answer as many as we can because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. It's just sometimes overwhelming sometimes.
This is
sometimes
the question.
It's easier to call the office and get a live person. But
yeah.
Do you want
okay.
To tell me what the problem was.
Well, I'm like the caller before me who couldn't afford to travel, and I'm senior citizen as well. But I love your subjects, and I'm very interested in the hypnosis. And I was thinking that all of those people that you have trained, there's bound to be some of them in North Carolina. And maybe, I don't want to go to hypnosis and do past life things with just anybody. I want them, a person that knows your technique.
Yeah.
And
you have access to a computer.
Right.
On our website, Ozark Mountain, OzarkMT.com.
Well, Dolores, I did find that section that you're about to refer me to where these people in North Carolina live and so forth.
Yeah, they have a list of all the people who have taken my class. They're
and?
All divided by states and countries. Was there anybody in North Carolina?
There were two of them in North Carolina. They were a little bit further, but certainly not as far as Ozark Mountains. But anyway,
yeah, I'm in Arkansas.
Arkansas, excuse me. They did not answer my email either. I'm very frustrated about that, and I just wanted you to know.
Okay. Well,
it's
see,
not
at
your
the top of my list, I always say we can't recommend people personally because
right.
I have no way of knowing are they using the technique, and I
right.
don't know how they're using it. So.
Well, I would assume that if they went to all the trouble to go to your class, they're going to use your technique.
Well, some of them don't, though. Some of them stick with their own, or they combine it in different ways. So all we put on the website is we can't recommend anyone personally. All we can say is they took the class, and then I leave it up to the people. How do they feel? Do they feel comfortable with the therapist or not?
Right.
You know, any therapist, you have to trust your inner instincts. Do you
feel I would have to have someone that is reasonably, you know, within driving distance and, you know, a reasonable amount of time spent and so forth.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can't travel across country. And, you know, traveling is something to think seriously about nowadays.
Yeah, but well, people come, I have an office in Arkansas, and people come from all over the world. And
well, you know, nowadays, if you're on a...
I don't encourage them to come so far, but they just do. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the point. Everybody wants this particular thing. They believe in you, and they want to do this.
Yeah.
And participate and know that they're going to get something that they really want, and it won't have, you know...
See, that's why I began the classes, because it just got too much. I couldn't see everybody. So that's why I decided, it's been about 5 years ago, to start teaching other people how to do it. But,
Dolores, I have one more thing that I want to ask you about.
You know, I'm just one person.
That's true.
I don't know. When, if they're not answering, maybe they're not doing it anymore. It's hard to say.
Well, I'll keep trying on that end of it, since there are two in North Carolina.
Is there
the other thing is
another state there that would be close enough to drive?
Well,
you know, South Carolina or anybody around that area.
Yeah,
I'm going.
I wanted you to know though that the two emails that I sent to your company did not respond, and that's just something you needed to know.
Well, sometimes we don't get them, you know, because of the computer plays games with us. But
well,
it
didn't
really,
come back, so I thought that you got it.
We really do try to answer everything we can.
Well, I'll try again. How about that?
I'm going to be in Atlanta this year. Is that very far from you?
I'm going to Georgia probably in a couple of weeks, but, you know, no way that
I'm
going to be probably
doing
kick.
A class in Atlanta, but that'll be, May, June, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Well, I'll work on that. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't remember which book you wrote it in, but you at one time said something about the Council of 12. Do you remember what that was about?
Yeah, that was in The Keepers of the Garden. When I first began... contacting, you know, the people with the Bill, whenever he was the first one I ever had who had never been on Earth before.
Oh.
And he was giving me the stories, and then the Council of 12 came through, and they were the ones that gave me the stories of the seeding of the planet Earth and how life began and all of that. That's where the Council of 12. But then after a while... They kind of dropped out, and now I just speak to the subconscious that just tells me everything.
I didn't hear that last part. You speak with who?
To know about them.
I didn't hear that last part. You speak with who?
The Council of 12. Why did you want to know about them?
Because I was in meditation one time, and I was new at this and trying to reach my spirit guide. And I kept trying and kept trying and kept trying, and nothing was happening, but I wasn't going to give up.
Yeah.
And it was just like someone answering the phone. They answered, and I said, who's this? you know, just surprised. And they identified themselves as the Council of 12.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you know, I was really surprised. I was trying to reach my spirit guide, and I called him by name, and they said, no, well, it's probably because
you
of interference.
Your spirit guide.
Yeah. And they were angry at me.
Why?
For interrupting, because I had tried so hard and kept ringing, you know?
Yeah.
And for all these years, I was just wondering, who in the world are they?
Well, believe me, they're very powerful, and they're higher than your spirit guide. But
well, I interrupted their meeting, I guess.
Maybe that's what it was. Usually, though, with me, they would get aggravated because they kept saying, I asked so many questions, and they said some of these questions we're not allowed to answer.
Oh, I
see.
And
they would say, oh, Father, they'd say, well, we have to tell her something.
Oh, get her off the line.
Finally, they would give me the answers. And that's all in the Keepers of the Garden, whenever they first came through, and they said it was time to know about the seeding of the planet Earth and how life began. So that was kind of startling. First time I'd had contact with a group like that.
Well, what do you think? That if I was able to reach them, who in the world knows where they are?
Well, who knows where any of it is?
Yeah.
Mention, really.
Maybe I should keep trying. Maybe if I'll keep finding around and get the right one.
No, it's another dimension because there are councils over everything. And they're the ones that make the laws and the regulations that all the rest of them have to abide by. See, so that's why they're pretty powerful. They're really up there.
Well,
somebody bigger than
give me your opinion on this subject. I'm 65 years old, okay? But I am obsessed with UFOs.
Well,
you know,
it's bigger than UFOs.
I'm sorry?
It's bigger than UFOs. And did you say UFO?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're bigger than that because they have control over solar systems, galaxies. See, so they're the ones that make the rules and regulations.
Well, I feel like a wacko, you know. I can't talk to anybody about this. And that was one of the reasons I really continued to reading your books. I started a long time ago and just accidentally came across some of your books.
Have you gotten the new one yet?
I don't have the new one yet.
That
just
came out in the Convoluted Universe series.
I have the Convoluted Universe 2.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm just finishing.
This is Convoluted 3. It just came out.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I can get it here.
But
sorry, that took me a while to read that thing.
Oh, there's a lot of information.
Yeah, but it was great, and I referred it to...
I'm really sorry if no one answered you. The only thing I could think of was so many emails, it might have got lost, or maybe we didn't receive it, but we really try to answer these and pay attention to them, because, you know, your people out there, their correspondence is very important to it.
Well, and I appreciate you talking to me, I really do, and I will try again. You did answer my question, so... I'm good to go. Thank you so much, Laura.
Okay, and
love your show.
Check some of the other people on our website who have taken the class. That may be closer to you. That's all I can suggest, anyway.
Okay, I sure
all
will.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. But this is a lively night, because usually I don't get so many people calling in. But, okay, and I've only got about another 10 minutes to go. Where did the time go? But I really do try to answer all of the emails that I can, and the office answers a lot of them that I can't get to because they're just too much, especially when I'm traveling. Everything just piles up. So we definitely do not ignore people. We just really try as best as humanly possible anyway. But anyway, down in Laughlin, they added another day on, so we had 8 days of talks, and of course, this to me is like old home week. I've been going there so long that we have all of the people that I know, that I've worked with over the many, many years, and because we all go to the same things. And when you're on the lecture circuit, you get to know just about everyone who does the lecturing at all the conferences, especially the UFO ones. I've spoken at about every UFO conference in the world. So the same people show up again and again. So it is like old home week. We get to meet old friends when we go there. Wendell Stevens, and he's been on my show a couple of times. He's the one with the largest UFO picture collection in the world. I thought it was 3,000. He said now I think it's closer to 5,000 pictures of UFOs, the largest collection in the world. I mean, you can't know these people and say UFOs don't exist. I mean, I've been in the middle of it too long. I know they're real. And these people know they're real. They've devoted their life to these studies. He's one of them. And Bud Hopkins was there. He has 32 years of research also. Oh, I was trying to think of all the other people that were there. There were just so many that have come again and again. Barbara Lamb is an old friend of mine, and she was there. She did the experiencer group where the people get to discuss their experiences. She was there with Leo Sprinkle, was the one who was running that. Leo Sprinkle has been doing the UFO research for many, many years also. He used to have conferences up in Wyoming at the University of Wyoming, and I went up there and spoke many times. But there were just so many people that it's kind of hard to go through all of them. Many of them have been on my show. I'm not even going to try to go through their names. There are just too many of them. But anyway, one thing I decided, Bob Brown, who puts this on, it's almost as though you might say we have explored most of the UFO stuff that's out there. After a while, it's kind of like preaching to the choir. There's another one. Okay, we got another one. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, Dolores, I saw you over. I was at the UFO convention in Laughlin.
Were you there?
Yes, I was. But for the two-day package, I couldn't stay the whole thing.
Okay, I've been catching people up because I've been gone.
But what I was listening to you talk to that last lady, and she's been about the same shoes I'm in, you know, and there's no one to talk to about. Is there any way that you could put it on the website where people can chat with each other back and forth?
Would be good. They do have chat rooms and different things where people do this, I believe. I don't have time to do it because I'm busy, but a lot of people do.
I thought maybe on your website that there'd be some way to get
that
people
on,
to...
You could get together and you could talk about things because she said.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe something like that, and also I had written into you and got the list of regressionists here in Las Vegas, and there's only two, and I got the one I never got an answer, and the other one the number's gone, and the email came back that it was. Failure notice.
That's the same problem it seems like the last caller was having.
Yes, so, that's what I got to thinking. I thought, well, maybe there's some other way to get...
We've trained now over 500 people, and we get their names and their emails and their contact information and put them on our website. Sometimes they change them and they don't tell us.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they just don't answer. You know, we don't have any control over that.
Yeah.
But it helps me if they can contact, the people can contact someone in their area, because otherwise they're just too much for me. I just can't keep up with it all anymore. I just did the class in L.A., and I've just finished this last week, the one here in Arkansas. But I can't remember if there was anybody in the Las Vegas area.
There's two on your list, but I'm thinking maybe the list isn't updated or something. I didn't know.
Well, one is Jackie. She's
yes,
should be
Jackie's number is the number's canceled, and I emailed her, and that came back with a failure notice.
Okay, because she.
Oh no, wait, that's not Jackie. Leah DeBron. That's the one that came back with a failure notice. Jackie, I haven't heard from.
She came to the conference in Laughlin, so I know she's doing these things.
Okay, well, she just hasn't gotten around to answering my email then.
Well, I just have to see if she gave us an updated one when she was talking to us or not. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Did you enjoy the conference in Laughlin?
Oh, I loved it, yes. In fact, I'm going to send for the rest of the tapes that I missed.
Well, that's what
I just couldn't stay any longer.
By the time they stayed 8 days, they were on overload.
Yeah. Well, I would have liked to have stayed, but I take care of my dad, so I...
But I did my talk the first day on Saturday.
Yeah, I heard yours, yes.
And a lot of people, he was the first time giving them weekend packages if they just wanted to do the 2 days.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Instead of the whole week. But, you know, one thing I was just going to say, I've always talked about UFOs and done all of that, but Bob Brown is beginning to move over more into the spirituality and to other parts.
Right, that's where I'm so interested in it.
Instead of just sticking with the UFO material.
Right.
Of course, they always have the controversy stuff and all of that.
Well, you know, I've been into that for many years. I'm 64 myself.
Yeah.
And I've been reading the Seth books.
Oh, yeah.
For years I've read them.
Uh-huh, because they're a little difficult to understand.
Yes, that's why I studied them. In fact, I've wore the books out reading them.
Well, people say that my books cover the same kind of material, but they're
exactly. That's why I love your books, because you say it in plain English where we can understand it.
Yep.
Where with the Seth books,
you
have to read between the lines.
Read a page and then sit down and try to digest it before you move on to the next.
Yeah.
The Seth books were way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
But now they're all coming back again.
Well, those were out with, you know, there wasn't much to find out there when I was first interested in it years ago.
But when Bob Brown asked me to come, I have already talked so much about UFOs and everything, and he was moving in the other direction. So I asked him, I said, I want to speak more about the spirituality part that my books are going in.
Yeah.
And he said, go ahead and do it. He didn't care.
Well,
and
you know,
I didn't
who
know
else
how
is...
people would take it, because sometimes the UFO community are into the, they're not into the spirituality. They're into the hardcore, you know, the facts.
Oh, I'm into the metaphysical part, too. You know who, an older book also, Robert Monroe, Far Journeys.
Uh-huh.
He is saying the exact same thing you just said, you know, in your Convoluted Universe 2, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go back and look at his books, but he also made it hard to understand. But he's talking about the new
Robert Monroe?
Robert Monroe, yeah.
Have you been out to the Institute?
No, I haven't.
In Virginia, he has the Institute out there.
Yeah.
Where he teaches how to go out of the body. And
well, is he still alive?
Very intense training that he does out there.
Is he still alive?
No, he died.
I didn't know that, yeah.
His wife died first, and then I think he died a few years after. It's only been a year or so ago that I think he did die.
Yeah.
Well, what I've heard, anyway.
But his book, Far Journeys, is in the same area about the New Earth as you explained it better.
Uh-huh.
You really had to look to find it in his book.
But I was worried about the talk, and that's what I said at the beginning of it. I'm going to go in a different direction.
I'm glad you have.
I didn't know how the people were going to accept it, but they told me later it was exactly what they wanted to hear.
Well, to me, it seems like it all blends together.
That's what I keep saying. It does all go together.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I went off into the nature of God and what he was really all about and the things that I'm getting, and maybe it's time to make people start thinking, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we're...
Well, I've been mulling this around for years, but your books are the best ones I've ever found out there that are actually saying.
It's no longer simple. It's more complicated now, and that's what I'm trying to show people. It does all go together.
Yeah.
And they told me later, a lot of the people came up and they said, yes, they really enjoyed it, even if it was going off of UFOs.
Yeah.
You know, more about the soul and our journeys and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm watching the clock because it's coming up to time for me to sign off.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. And right. Maybe you could, I don't know how you would suggest it for this woman to have some kind of a chat group. I don't know how you would do it.
It's,
I just got too much. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But maybe it's an idea. Maybe somebody out there will come up with the idea.
That'd be great,
yes. Find out about it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I'm watching the clock because I'm going to have to sign off here. But that's what I wanted to say. I was talking to her about what I wanted to talk about, that we did go in a different spiritual direction. And those that still are in the hardcore, the nuts and the bolts, scientific explanations of UFOs, they still got what they wanted. But I do believe it's going off in another direction now, and that's where my interest is taking me, toward the spirituality part and tying the whole thing together. But then after I got back from that, this last weekend, I did have my class in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And as I told the young man, we did videotape it, the first time we've ever done it, and we still are not sure exactly what we're going to do with it, how we're going to use it, but I think it's going to be valuable. I won't have to travel as much. I can stay home. We can use this instead. So who knows? But anyway, I didn't get to get over into what I was going to talk about, but this is the way the show was supposed to go tonight. And we had a lot of call-ins, and I appreciate everybody who did it. So next week, I'll be back on again, and I'll go off into some of the other things I was going to talk about. But I appreciate everyone listening tonight. So have a good evening, and good night, everybody.